Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be with you on this Wednesday. And you heard the big breaking news there. It looks like the Fed will be doing a quarter point cut. And it sounds like President Trump is set to address that at the White House. It says the Fed predicts one rate cut for 2026 and 2027. That's interesting. So we'll see how that goes, because we're going to have a new Fed chair next year. And how is that going to play into the predictions? So we'll keep an eye out. We'll see what President Trump says from the White House, and we'll bring it to you if we see any big breaking news happening here. But as you heard, it was basically what Wall Street was expecting, a quarter point cut. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Are you satisfied with President Trump's handling of the economy? Lots of votes coming in so far in that one. Joining us now is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and a Fox News contributor, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Ryan, great to be with you.
I wanted to read part of your article that's titled "The Pentagon Was Right to Send a Second Strike on Drug Boat." And I'm going to read this one sentence because I love it. "The only thing wrong with the Venezuelan two-step is that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth did not hold a press conference and take full credit for this operation." Well said.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I know that the comment he made early on was that he was not in the room, and that Admiral made the call, and other people sort of started backing away. I would have held a conference and said, look, you know, the idea here is that these people are not in a regatta. They're not just sailing around enjoying the beautiful Caribbean. These are people who are sending drugs into our country. As far as I know, it's cocaine. There may be fentanyl involved, but in any case, these are drugs that kill people. If it's fentanyl, the number is like 70,000 per year. Think about that number. That is more dead Americans than U.S. GIs who died during the entire Vietnam War, which ran 12, 15 years. This is per year, okay? So, I mean, a real high number of dead bodies, and even worse in terms of the fentanyl. The one thing, if you take cocaine or heroin and you know that you're taking it and you OD, you know, it's very sad and unfortunate, but at least you know that you're doing something risky. A lot of people, as you know, take what they think is Adderall, or they think is a painkiller, or maybe just a sleeping pill. They don't know that it's laced with fentanyl, and all of a sudden, all of a sudden they wind up dead, and their families have to put them in caskets and bury them. This is, you know, doubles or triples the tragic situation. And so the administration is trying to stop this, and the people are saying it. They don't want to be blown up. How about find another line of work?
When I find that when it comes to fentanyl and some of these other things, did we lose DeRoy? Oh, no.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I got you. There we go.
My throat.
Oh, that's okay. You know, if you need a little sip of water, that's all right, too. I wanted to point out that whatever it is, cocaine, it doesn't matter, because when it gets here to the U.S., they're going to cut it with fentanyl anyway. So if it's in the boat itself, or by the time it gets here, the end product, what's given to the individual, that's going to have fentanyl in it. And that's what's killing and addicting and ruining so many lives.
That's very well put. I hadn't really thought about that point. You know, if it's not totally deadly by the time, you know, on the boat when it leaves, by the time it gets to people's homes or offices or dormitories, whatever it is, And they put fentanyl in. Yeah, that's a death sentence. And again, if you think, hey, you know, I got to study for finals, let me take some Adderall, and you take what you think is an Adderall, it's actually Adderall plus fentanyl. You know, guess what? You're not going to pass that test because you're not going to be there because you're going to be dead. And so we're trying to put an end to this. And the response to Democrats, oh, leave the boats alone. What are you doing? This is terrible. And I forget who it was, I think it might have been Chris Coons, a senator from Maryland. If not, it was somebody, another member of the Senate of the House, who said that it was, he saw the video. He said it was the most disturbing thing he's ever seen. So I guess this was worse than watching the planes crash into the Twin Towers on September 11th or watching old films of the Holocaust.
But this is
the worst thing ever. Or October 7th. Yeah, this is the worst thing ever. Unbelievable. These guys just cannot stop defending illegal alien criminals, violent people, and folks overseas who are busy killing Americans. And they're not the bad guys. Pete Hegseth and Donald J. Trump are the bad guys who are trying to stop Americans from being killed. And the good guys are the ones who are trying to kill us. It's just astonishing. You know, we're living in upside downistan right now.
Yeah. And part of this, too, if you go back to the president's first term, was his stance on what's going on with these drugs and saying, we've been way too relaxed on this. We know what's pouring in through the border. We know because of illegal immigration and how relaxed that has been, it's been easier to pour things through the border. And now the fentanyl is even getting worse. Something that he proposed in the first administration, which was, if you're a drug dealer and you supply a drug and that drug kills a person, then you could be charged with their murder. You're responsible for introducing that to them. I look at this and say it's almost an extension of it, which is you're responsible for all these people you're about to supply these things to. This is instantly we're going to stop that from getting in here. And for even the lives that would have been lost with it and what would have been cut into it, think about the families that are disrupted, the people who can't recover from this sort of thing. And for the rest of their lives, they're going to be addicted to this stuff. That's what you're stopping through a generation. You're stopping this from happening. That has huge effects over time.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're talking about people losing their kids, that's tragic. But, you know, what if the person who is killed by the fentanyl is mom or dad? And all of a sudden, oh, well, there goes our breadwinner. How are we going to pay the rent now? And all of a sudden, oh, we can't pay the mortgage. We'll have to move out of our house and move into some tiny apartment or move in with grandma or whatever it might be. So, yeah, this is really serious stuff. And I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, this violates the Geneva Convention. Well, the Geneva Convention applies to countries. It does not apply to cartels. As it happens, the country of Venezuela signed the Geneva Accords, I think back in 1956. I explained all this in an article in the Daily Signal, by the way. Venezuela is protected, or if you're a Venezuelan soldier, GI, you're covered by the Geneva Convention. So if this were a Venezuelan Navy vessel with Venezuelan sailors wearing uniforms flying the Venezuelan flag, and the military went in and blew them up and then blew them up a second time, yeah, that's a war crime. That's a Geneva Convention violation. If you're a member of Trinidad or Agua or any of these other cartels, they didn't sign the Geneva Convention. They're not state actors. They don't wear uniforms. They don't fly state flags. They don't operate as state actors. And so they're not covered by the Geneva Convention. So they shouldn't think they're going to be protected by it. So this whole issue of a Geneva Convention is a complete red herring. Total nonsense. Doesn't apply here. And again, I think if you're sitting in Venezuela and you don't want to be blown up by an incoming American Hellfire missile, hey, it's easy. Don't go into this business. Go find something else to do with your life. It's very simple, very, very easy. Find another line of work.
It's pragmatic. I mean, honestly, what they're trafficking over there is some pretty nasty stuff, and the end result is something that's desirable. But then you do have people on the Republican side. Rand Paul comes to mind. The legalities of this. Do you have the legal authority to do something like this? I'm okay with debating that. But what I'm not going to debate is that these people have good intentions for hopping on that boat and bringing these drugs over here. This is probably the easiest way to stop the drugs from coming in. And if we're looking for pragmatic ways to do that, then by all means, let's stop it.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, most of the stuff came over the border, as you know, when Joe Biden was in office and basically tore down, in essence, the U.S. Southern border with Mexico. I mean, it basically turned into an imaginary border, essentially. Now that's stitched up. I mean, literally, the number of people coming across is down to zero. So I think these people said, all right, well, we can't come in through the border as we did under Biden, so now we got to come in by boat. If you stop them by boat, you're pretty much cutting off the supply of cocaine and these other drugs coming to the United States of America. I mean, that will bring it down almost to total halt. I'm not sure sure what's going across the northern border, but these people would have to get from South America, where the cocaine is produced, go all the way up to Canada, and then try to ship it back south into the U.S. And that would be difficult. It would increase their costs, make things more expensive. And again, it might encourage them to find another line of work. But these are criminals. These are not just social workers. These are not people vacationing. This isn't the Carnival Cruise Line. These are evil criminal cartels that are designed, that don't have any good intentions for the United States. They want to make money by poisoning Americans, and very often fatally so. And this is what we're trying to prevent, what the administration is trying to stop. So I think it's perfect and appropriate. And I can imagine if this were the whole idea that, you know, you can only hit them once, you got to leave them alone. If this were not the Venezuelan drug cartels, but let's say ISIS, and ISIS wanted to come to the United States with, oh, I don't know, let's say some uranium and just throw it around, or an atomic weapon. What's the deal? We get to bomb them once, but if we miss, then we got to let them float in the water. And if you let them float in the water and the planes that do this fly away, essentially you're relegating those people to death sentence. They're probably going to die of exposure, get eaten by sharks. So if that's the case, it seems to me, if you're really concerned about the right to life, then you really have a moral obligation to fish them out of the water. And I guess you read them their Miranda rights, get them a lawyer from the ACLU, and give them four hots and a cot in some federal facility. I just think that's ridiculous. You know, you try to blow them up, you miss, you go back and you blow them up again and again until they're gone. And this is the kind of thing Obama did with terrorists. I believe he had, you know, multiple double tap strikes in numerous instances, killing a grand total between the single and double strikes. I saw the figure the other day of like 2,500, 3,000 people. I mean, a huge number. And I don't remember any Democrats screaming about war crimes and human rights violations in Geneva Convention. It's only when Republicans do it that's a bad thing. When Democrats do it, it's, you know, it's appropriate, measured, and prudent public policy.
Yeah, those drone strikes, you're absolutely right. And part of this, too, is like, well, what really would you want done? I mean, with the bleeding heart or whatnot. So would you like to capture them, take the drugs, and let them claim asylum so they can go back and do it again? No. None of that fixes anything. So, by the way, DeRoy, if people wanted to find you online, look you up, where can they go?
Well, let's see. The article I mentioned is at Daily Signal. That's dailysignal.com. I have a lot of pieces also at American Spectator. That's spectator.org. And if you Google my name, you'll find lots and lots of articles, videos, speeches, all kinds of stuff.
It's a very interesting time. I tell you, sometimes you just have to look for the most pragmatic, easiest way to fix a problem. And bombing these things is probably about the best way to save lives when it comes to the war on drugs. So we have to just be realistic. We have to be adults here and realize what we're doing is ultimately a good thing. It's a difficult thing, sure. Ideally, you don't want to do it, but what their alternative is just let these drugs in. I'm not for that either, and that's actually a worse solution.
And this also saves American lives. I mean, think of the USGIs the alternative is, okay, send in, you know, Navy SEALs to go blow up the drug labs. All right, we do that, and then, you know, five Navy SEALs get killed on the ground, whatever it might be. These are drones. There are no American citizen, American GIs confronting these people. So you take these guys out, and you put American lives at minimal or zero risk. And I think that's a pretty good use of our taxpayer dollars, as far as I'm concerned.
DeRoy Murdoch, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
You bet, Ryan. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
This latest article was on the Daily Signal. The Pentagon was right to send a second strike on drug boats. That's a good one. All right. A couple other things we want to get to. If you haven't voted in the YouTube poll, go do that. Brad, I'm guessing we're getting a lot of people voting. It sounds like right off the bat there was 100 people before you know it. Where are we at now?
I can't find my button here to turn my mic on. doing about 1,000 things at once. Yeah, votes are coming in. The exact number I don't have right in front of me. Yeah, we're over 100. Well over 100 votes. So, yeah, good. Keep those votes coming. Keep those comments coming in. If you comment, don't just comment. Put like poll or something in front of it. It'll help us find it, and we will start. Yeah. And I'll read some of them. You know, as the show goes on. For example, one of the person said, I voted yes on the question. This is Bob. He said, I voted yes on the question. Again, the stalling is in the House, and particularly in the Senate. Codifies executive orders into policy. They are they're ridiculously and sometimes intentionally slow. So Bob is blaming Congress for things going slow.
All right, let's get some more of those votes in. We'll get the results at the end of the show. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Annie Fry. And if you're someone that watched cartoons in the 90s, or maybe you're someone that had a kid that watched cartoons in the 90s, you're going to like this new observation. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Is that Taylor Swift? I don't know who that is. The music
that
anymore.
That is Ingrid Michaelson.
Okay. I'm so out of it. I don't even know what Taylor Swift songs sound like anymore. Maybe that's a good thing for my sanity.
Yeah, the only one I know is Ophelia, and that's because the Trump administration used part of it in a meme that they made.
You know it based on the meme.
Yeah.
Can we play one clip before we move on? And this goes back to the boat strikes. And Jennings over on CNN brought up this point that Murdoch brought up just right before we went into breaks. This is clip number 7 when it comes to Obama's use of drone strikes.
Did you ever ask or wonder if Obama was committing war crimes?
Yes.
For the record, there was bipartisan outrage over President Obama's very liberal use of drone strikes.
Did anyone say Obama committed war crimes?
Hold on a second. Yes.
Who?
Many people did.
I don't think so.
Many conservatives, many liberals did.
Right.
So it's just my only point about that is that, look, I know we have short memories.
He's on the board of Netflix. It doesn't seem like anybody's holding it against him.
But this was actually a highly controversial thing.
Yeah.
You were actually there, were you not?
Tim Kaine and I.
Let's just pause this real quick because
trying to change the AUMF.
It's so stupid hearing them talk over each other. If anyone's listening in the chat, please tell me a prominent liberal that said Obama was a war criminal for those drone strikes. I would like to know who that is because I don't have the best memory, but that doesn't even ring a bell. I don't think anyone called him a war criminal for it.
No.
They criticized it, which is fine. You should. And maybe the conservatives did, but I don't remember any prominent liberal doing that at all at the time.
You know, this is what's ridiculous about the Obama had zero scandals line. It's like, oh, his tan suit. No, I mean, he was drone striking weddings and Doctors Without Borders and places like that. He did have his issues. But no.
The way he got Obamacare through, that's a scandal in itself, I think. But I wanted to go back to something else, and we teased this right before the break, so I know we have a few minutes. Brad, you were telling me that they're showing 90s cartoons and 90s children programming to kids of today, and it's actually benefiting these kids?
Yeah. So these two moms, Lauren and Sarah, they have a TikTok and
love
Instagram account.
Orange ones, the best.
They're called Mamas and Messes, and if you're interested in looking them up, at Mamas and Messes, all one word. But they said that they just tried an experiment, and what they did was is they started showing their kids the 90s TV kids television shows that they grew up with, things like Arthur and Roly Poly Oly and the Berenstain Bears.
I've heard of Roly Poly Oly.
Yeah, what? Not heard of that. Well, I've heard of that one. I've never seen that one. I've heard of and seen episodes of Arthur, the Berenstain Bears, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And they said that they noticed some changes in the behavior of their kids. One of the things that they described was that their kids really enjoyed the show. But whenever they would turn the show off, they wouldn't freak out and throw a tantrum because they didn't need the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's interesting.
Yeah, this got some
pacing was different.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Rogers, you show a Mr. Rogers today and it's so different because, you know, you saw Mr. Rogers, one camera shot, walk in, take off his jacket, put on the sweater, sit down, sing the song. And it's all one camera shot and he's just doing this. And today, it's like 3 seconds, change a camera, 3 seconds, change a camera, 3 seconds, change a camera, boom, boom, boom. And it does that because that's how they feel psychologically, that they have to keep the kid hooked. But if you watch something with a much more simpler pace, like a Mr. Rogers, it does have benefits to a kid's brain. It really does.
Yeah. And that's what the scientists found out. They said that the modern television shows is their goal is to be super stimulating to keep the kid engaged. They want eyes on the screen. And that's the same thing with social media. It's there to keep you engaged, keep you involved. You know, that's why the 30-second videos and all that other stuff are so popular. But the scientists also found out that in children, at least, it also lights up the parts of the brain that are involved in things like addiction. And because kids aren't equipped to deal with those, the psychological pain of being ripped away from their screens and content, they melt down. So the shows are designed to keep kids attached to them, and then whenever they're taken away, the kids are basically having the equivalent of withdrawals. It's a physical, the scientists are saying it's like a physical response, and so they melt down. And then the other thing that they're finding too is that overstimulation is keeping kids from sleeping, and some of these moms are finding out whenever they swap their kids over to these older shows that their kids sleep better.
Yeah. Do you find that Bluey is crack for kids? Is that what you're saying?
You know, maybe. I mean, Bluey's a good TV show. I don't know how overstimulating and addicting Bluey is, but Bluey is one of those, like, you know, most parents love Bluey. They love to have their kids watch Bluey because it's good, wholesome content.
Bluey's good. What about Coco Melon? That's crack for kids.
Not a fan of that.
That's some bad stuff. But you don't have any kids, so you don't have to be exposed to this torture that is children's programming in modern times.
No. But it does make me think that if I did have children, how would I respond or react differently? Because I get it. Sometimes, you know, the kid just needs to watch some TV shows so you can get some stuff done. But the being able to...
I will say, like, PBS programming is better than a lot of this other programming you'll find on the other streamers. And PBS is free. You can get the PBS app. So I find that, for the most part, you put something like that on, the Mr. Rogers, that's the type of thing that you're finding, even a Daniel Tiger. It's a lot more relaxing. You're right. The kids are actually in a better mindset after watching something like that, as opposed to flashing lights and fast moving cuts on the screen.
Yeah. I guess, like, if you're a parent out there and you want to try it, you know, give it a shot. It's not going to hurt your kid to show him Mr. Rogers. So let your kid watch some Mr. Rogers. Let him watch some Arthur, some of these older television shows, the shows that you had growing up, and see if that affects their behavior at all.
I'm trying to think of any shows that don't age well, meaning it might have been fine when we were a kid. Like, if I showed my kids G.I. Joe, would the violence in that be more than they're used to? I'm trying to think of things that may or may not play out well. But most of the stuff for kids, like when you're watching Saturday mornings, mm-hmm. it was for merchandise purposes, meaning yeah. they were meant to sell you something, sugary cereal, toy line, things like that.
Transformers.
So they weren't Transformers, man. They weren't really invested in the well-being or the educational side. G.I. Joe at the end did have a PSA that told mm-hmm. you not to touch down power lines and talk to strangers.
Don't smoke.
Or pet dogs.
I'll never forget that episode whenever those kids were getting ready to smoke cigarettes in the bathroom and that G.I. Joe guy walked out of the stall and be like, smoking's not good for you. And then they're like, what was it? The more you know, our knowledge is power. Yo, Joe.
Yeah. G.I. Joe. What about the old, like, Conjunction Junction, Schoolhouse Rock stuff? That was pretty cool when you would catch some of those little short cartoons. I did find that I enjoyed those when I was older, not when I was younger.
Yeah.
Too educational. But I'm trying to think of one other thing. It was the, I showed my kids Pee-wee Herman. Did you watch that when you were younger?
Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, for a little bit. And then my mom was like, this guy's weird. And she turned it off.
I was like, this is why. Like, I showed it to my son when he was younger. And I said, this is what I used to watch when I was your age. And he said, Dad, this is why you're so weird. Probably. But Pee-wee was fantastic. And I look back and think about how much creativity was in those type of shows, but it's not something I would watch with my kid today. Maybe that one you skip.
I just remember the word of the day and the what was it? Was it a little duck or something? Everybody's
Yeah. Well, the duck was Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx.
Pee-wee
okay.
used the ducks as well.
I just
used something.
Something lit up whenever you said the word of the day.
Bing, 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 bing. They would show like the big lights, flashing lights on the screen.
Yeah.
In Pee-wee, sometimes they would show the old classic cartoons yeah. and the claymation penny and the whole Playhouse was fun. I had the, I think I have the action figure somewhere in the Playhouse itself. But I used to remember watching that on Saturday mornings, mm-hmm. eating my little cereal and enjoying Pee-wee's Playhouse. I wonder if my parents felt the same way about it that I do as a parent watching my kids, or they didn't think twice about it. Probably smoking in the background. At least they're quiet.
Yeah.
You're listening. That'll shut them up, little Pee-wee. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer,
plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So Jay Powell is discussing the quarter point cut from the Federal Reserve, and he's speaking now. I'm more interested in what Donald Trump may say, so I don't feel like we need to bring him up at all. But if Donald Trump has some comments on this, I'm curious if he's going to be like, see ya. Like, this is one of the last things you'll do, because he's going to get ready to, you know, have his own person in there after the new year. It's not exactly after the new year, but still, they're indicating a few things of what the future is going to look like. So we'll see what Donald Trump says. I'm curious. I wanted to bring up this plan that they brought up. And I saw this on, I think it was the New York Times. U.S. plans to scrutinize foreign tourist social media history. So let's say you're planning on a trip to the United States. You live in another country. And when you're going through customs, some of the information they want to know about you, you know, you think mostly for terrorist purposes. Are you associated with MS-13? I mean, that's a pretty good question. Like, you ever see the people that post these things at the airport and it says, are you a terrorist? And the answer is yes or no. And you have to like click the right box. So it says travelers visiting the United States from countries like Britain, France, Germany, and South Korea could soon have to undergo a review of up to 5 years of their social media history. This is a proposal from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency there. Change would have affect visitors eligible for the visa waiver program. It plans to ask applicants personal data, including social media, email addresses, names, birth dates, place of residence, birthplace of parents, spouses, siblings, and children. So if you're visiting the United States from a foreign country, they're getting very serious to make sure they know who they're letting in. Mm-hmm. Is that overboard? Is that a little bit much to check their social media from the past 5-10 years?
No. No, I mean, after
after
the past 4 years and just kind of whatever and whoever comes in and, you know, whether they come in legally or just run across the border and declare asylum or whatever, it makes sense. You can't have people coming in here that are going to do horrible things like shooting those two National Guard troops that were in D.C. And that apparently
was stabbing people on a subway.
Yeah, you know. You can't have that. And no, you're not going to catch all of them, but you're going to catch some of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, I would rather people who might be a little suspect not come in than allow them in and find out that they actually were totally suspect. you know, these aren't American citizens. These are visitors to our country. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with having standards about who can come in and visit.
I'm going to tell a joke that my wife will hate, but good thing she doesn't listen because she'll never hear it. If this turns out to be an enforcement thing where they need to have someone comb through all of this, they're going to hire all women because they are so good at sleuthing online. They will know exactly what you said at any given point on social media. They can do it with efficiency. They can do it fast. I feel like every modern woman that grew up in an era with the internet would be the perfect candidate for a job like this.
just find them. Whatever. Use your talents. Snuff them out.
So you're telling me, this is what I'd say to my wife, you're telling me you don't think that you're able to dig up stuff from the past, huh? Yeah, right. That is essentially every female I've ever met in my life, digging up things from the past.
She's like, Ryan, you always do this. And you're like, oh, yeah, give one example. She's like, I give you four.
I'll give you five. Right off the top of her head, she knows exactly. And she knows it doesn't go the other way around. Give me an example. Oh, I don't know. See, I never do that. So I have to almost like write it down and be prepared. Like on my phone, I have to take notes of every time I'm slighted in case I need to reference it later because I won't remember. So just anyone listening, please don't tell my wife I said that because one other thing she'll dig up. So the travel industry doesn't like this because they're saying, well, what happens? Like, let's say the World Cup's picking up and this policy goes into place and there's someone that's traveling with their country or part of media or whatever it is. And they reported something really bad about the United States or something untrue. Or what if they pull up something that they find questionable and they're denied entry into the United States? Then what? So the travel and the tourist industry think this is going to have a bad effect on tourism in the future.
It'll have a negative effect. I do think that it will. The question is are you willing to suffer that negative effect for the positive benefits of the safety that comes on the other side?
Yeah. And you have to pay $40 for this form. Yeah. So they do the background check that way. Like, so people don't like it.
And like, Yeah. Yeah. Well, how much is a passport? Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that people should be kept out from slandering the United States, but if you go on there and you post something that shows that you're linked to some sort of terror organization or gang or something like that, that would make you dangerous. I think that's what they should be looking for. Now everybody says that it'll be, he said mean things about Trump, so that's going to be a disqualifier. I don't think that's the case.
Mm-mm. I think even Trump jokes about people saying mean stuff to him. Like, remember when last time I filled in, Mom Donnie was at the White House and did they play that perfectly? Yeah, Donald Trump sitting there and he's like, go ahead, tell him really how you feel. It's all right. You know, if you think I'm a fascist or whatever. And he's like saying things like that. And he's joking around with them. And I think the things that people say, as long as they're not, it's different when a Stephanopoulos calls him a rapist in a news report versus someone doesn't like him and they call him an orange Cheeto, right? There's a difference between those two things.
Yeah.
So what will get you in trouble, what won't? But they're just saying the scrutinizing tourist social media history, that could very well happen. New method involves looking at online speech and the denying travel based on discretionary. This is what Mr. Cooper says. It'll be interesting to watch the tourism numbers. There's Cooper being one of these organizations that don't like this new approach. He was a critic of it. All right, we'll see. Something else I wanted to bring up here. Fewer Americans plan to tip this holiday. Fewer Americans are planning to tip their service providers compared to previous years. More than half, 56%, say they usually give big tips when they receive better service. But 2 in 5 say they simply feel obligated to tip regardless of service received. So Bankrate's latest survey found that fewer Americans compared to the past, are just not prepared to keep up this pace of tipping, which I'm surprised it took this long. I'll tell you, I was always looked at as cheap when I complained about tipping, and everyone called me cheap. I was a tightwad. I was this. And my stance for the longest time was, if I'm standing there and they're just flipping over an iPad and I'm not tipping, if I have to stand through the whole service and you don't actually technically bring me anything to a table, I don't feel the need to tip. And people want you to tip on everything. Tip on this, tip on that. I am so tired of tipping. I've shut it down years ago. And now I feel like people are finally starting to catch up to that.
Yeah, I was just looking up here because you're talking about, like, if you go to the coffee shop and they're like, here, do you want to tip us?
Yeah.
Like a lot of these places, and I remember like whenever I worked fast food, you are paid a minimum wage. You're not paid the minimum plus gratuities. You're not, you know, like part of your wage isn't considered gratuities. And so getting a tip whenever I worked at Taco Bell was cool, but it was so few and far between. If I have to, like, I went up to one of those, like, thing, one of those little kiosks where you walk in and you can pick your own drink off the shelf. Then you go and you pick up the snack that you want, and then you scan your card and you go out. And it's like, do you want to leave a tip? And the answer is no, I don't want to leave a tip because there was nobody providing me service. You just provided me goods. I feel the same way about, like, coffee. You don't need to tip somebody who makes your coffee. I mean, you can if you want. If I have to walk up to the counter and get my food and carry it back, I'm not tipping you. I will tip waiters. I will tip my hair, my barber or whatever. I'll tip those guys. But, I mean, this, like you said, it's out of control. They want tips for too many things.
I tip my barber, but I, again, shave my own hair. So I just use the own bathroom for that. Yeah, throw it in the jar is right. But this all started with me, at least I'm done with this. The tipping point was during COVID. And I remember everything shut down and I went to the coffee shop that was closed down for a while. It was in St. Charles downtown. Can't remember exactly what it's called off the top of my head right now, but went down there, got my favorite coffee. They flipped the thing around and they said, how much would you like to tip? Not would you like to, but how much would you like to tip? And I was so turned off by the way they asked the question. I'm like, you know what? From this point on, I am adopting the standard. If I'm standing when I order and I'm standing when I get my order, I'm not obligated to tip. I live by that to this day.
It's super fair.
It is super. You're right. It is super fair. Especially at coffee shops and things. I have on occasion tipped at a coffee shop if I feel generous, but it's few and far between. I don't feel like I need to or should be forced to do such things. What do you do for your like garbage man, your postman, things like that? Do you tip them this year, this time of year?
Like a Christmas present, like a but I don't know what we'd do. It's like, you know, we give them a couple bucks. It's not not like, you know, like here's 10 bucks. I mean, it's more than that, but yeah, we tip them. I mean, our garbage men and the people that take away our yard waste, they do a great job. Phenomenal job. You know, it's not like they spill the stuff everywhere and then they're like, oh, sorry. No, they're really good about being on time, we tip them a little bit. Christmas. Yeah,
I see this too. It says service providers that typically get a tip during the holidays, housekeepers. I'm like, okay, you're a different bracket than I'm in. I guess you hire a housekeeper. Trash collectors. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's I normally do. Mail carriers. Problem with the house I live in now, mail carriers by committee. You get a different person, it seems like, every other day.
Yeah.
Teachers. We do tip. I get a little gift for the teachers. We do that for our kids. We spend a lot of money on that because these kids got a lot of teachers, child care providers, and gardeners. And I'm thinking, I've never lived in an area where a gardener's around in December. So, like, how do you get that to them?
That's what I was thinking because I used to do lawn care before I started here on the station. And, like, I was not visiting these people in December. I was the farthest person from their mind when it came time for Christmas presents.
Yeah. When you were a teacher, did you get presents from the kids?
When I was a full-time teacher, when I was a substitute teacher, no. My wife is a teacher. She gets, usually it's like a $5 or $10 gift card to like a Starbucks or something like that. It's nothing big, but, you know, always appreciated. You know, you don't
have to
say, oh, well, you should give more. No, that's plenty. That's great. You don't have to give anything. Teachers do appreciate it.
We give $10 Target cards to the teachers, and we buy them because once a year, Target gets 10% off your gift card. So you buy like a pack of 10 for 90 bucks. They're 10 bucks each. You save 10 bucks. And then we ended up, that's what we buy that. We give the gift cards out to the teachers. Now, the problem is we got two kids in school now. So there's more teachers and everyone's got a class. Oh, there's classes here, classes there. So many teachers anymore. How do you even narrow it down? Right. Which ones are the nice ones? Which ones your kids like? Which ones give the best grades? You have to bribe them. Is that how you like handling things as a teacher? The bribe from the parents?
You know what? I'm just going to say yes, because if that means my wife gets better. Yeah, my wife will give you a better grade if you give her a better Christmas present. I have nothing to back that up with, but if it gets her a better Christmas present, I'm down. Because usually if it's like a coffee shop, she doesn't drink coffee. Guess who gets that one?
Uh-huh. Bump that kid up. All right. When we come back from the break, you know, some of the advice that people are giving about the workplace is always interesting. I'm a generation, what's that? Not a generational millennial, a geriatric millennial. I'm an older millennial. You want to be an elder?
Elder millennial.
Yeah, geriatric millennial. So apparently Gen Z gets a certain reputation in the workplace. Millennials get a certain reputation in the workplace. Let's talk about that coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. This is a man's world. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is a man's world. Unless your job is to scour the internet for comments made 10 years ago, then it is not a man's world. Then there's a better person for that job.
You're getting so much trouble.
I'm so glad she doesn't listen to this. Please, nobody tell her. So there's a video that was surfacing online, a dramatic footage in Florida where a plane has to crash land on I-95. Have you seen that? It's insane.
I'm looking at it right now. It's on Fox News right now.
Oh, are they showing it?
Yes.
You seen it?
Yes. So it's
this
like
plane
dusk
landed on the freeway.
Yeah, and the car's behind it's like a dash cam. And it's a plane. It looks like it's like a little two-engine prop plane, a little bit bigger than, you know, not like a Learjet or anything like that, smaller than that. But, yeah, it just came straight down. Looks like the landing gear collapsed or is collapsed, and it hits the ground.
It's like a car.
Fly.
Yeah. Looks like it hits a car.
And it
plane collided
in.
With a Toyota Camry,
yep,
according to Fox Orlando. The pilot and passenger in the aircraft, man from Orlando, another, also both 27 years old, weren't injured. And the Beechcraft 55 seen crashing into the freeway. The 57-year-old woman driving the Camry was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. What a landing, man. So I saw that and I thought, if that were St. Louis, cars would still be passing it as it was crash landing.
That is wild footage. Yeah, it landed on top of the car.
Yeah, the Camry is like just minding her own business, and all of a sudden, this thing lands on you.
Because there's no way you're going to see that coming in.
Seriously, in St. Louis, you'd be driving on 70, and they would pass this thing as it's crash landing, doing 100 on the shoulder.
Honking the horn, flipping them off.
They would be honking the horn. What is this guy doing?
Get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
That's a passing lane.
What a video. I would say anyone that has not seen it yet. Yeah, Fox is playing it, but the video is just making its rounds right now on social media. It's absolutely amazing. Here's another story that's kind of getting some traction. Did you see the story of the Royal Caribbean cruise line getting a little bit of slack because, well, one, they served this passenger 33 drinks. Now, just because it's all included doesn't mean you should be taking advantage of it to the point of alcohol poisoning.
I was going to say, these are alcoholic beverages?
Alcoholic beverages. Yeah. And this is a December of 2024. So you have this, I think they were 35 years old. Yep, 35-year-old California father slamming these drinks and dies on the cruise line. So you have the fiance that is pleading port so he can get my husband's body off this thing. They said, we are sticking to a schedule. And apparently they stuffed his body in a freezer until the end of this cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
So these cruise ships do have morgues on them.
Right.
But because there are a lot of senior individuals that like to take these cruises, sometimes the morgues fill up. And so if you're on a cruise ship and you hear they're having an ice cream party, they're making room.
What?
Yeah.
That's code for someone died? Ice cream party?
Well, they're getting rid of the ice cream so they have room in the freezer because the morgue is full.
No. How many people die on a cruise any given time?
Apparently it's a lot more than
you
think. Yeah. I mean, and what, you can't do anything with them, you know, I guess you could bury them at sea, but I don't think the families would be super happy about that. So you've got to find a way to store the bodies until you get back to port.
Yep. So apparently his blood alcohol level was not as high as you'd think. They said 0.186, which to me is not like, you know, end all be all, but I'm guessing you're probably 100% dehydrated when you started doing this. And I'm guessing there's other contributing factors that were part of it. So she is not happy, and Caribbean Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean, whatever, accusing of stuffing a dead passenger in a refrigerator. Now people are asking, how does that play? So I worked with someone who later got into the funeral business, and he told me any flight you're on is carrying a dead body. Did you know that? This is what he told me.
I didn't know that. I'm not surprised, but...
They said, you know, people die outside of their home, so they got to get the body back somehow. So how do you think it happens? So he, one time, he's like, it's late at night. He was working at this funeral home as a funeral director, or he was training to be one, rather. And he called me, and he's like, man, it's really late. I'm super tired. I was hoping you can drive with me to go pick up this body because it's in Columbus. It was about an hour and a half away. He's like, I just need someone to talk to keep me up. So I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. I thought he was going to pull out like the hearse limo. It was a van. So basically, it's a van that's outfitted with wheels in it. Mm-hmm. And we went to the hospital where this body was. And literally, he wheels out a body bag and wheels it into the back of this van. So I'm sitting in the passenger side. If you turn around and look, there's the guy's head or feet.
Oh, man.
It's like right there. And we have this body. And he's like, no, this is just normal. This is just how bodies are transported. And I'm like, okay, I guess. And he's like, you hungry? Let's go through White Castle. So he's got this body in the back. We drive through White Castle. He's like, I can eat. So we do that. And he's like, let's go look at some cars. There's like some kind of like expensive car lot. He's like, I've always wanted to like go through here when there's no one there to hassle me. So he like drives through the lot, and he's like making it a day. And we go back, and, you know, he drops me off, and he goes and takes care of the rest of it when it comes to transporting the body.
That is...
Just so you know, that happens probably all the time.
That's a different kind of person, man, I'm telling you. To be able to do that, you're different. Like, let's go look at cars. It's like, there's somebody back there.
Exactly. And while all of this is going on and playing down, he told me that he wanted to get into the medical field. He was training to be a paramedic. And he said, I decided to get into the funeral business because dead people don't fight back. You know how many crackheads you run into at night that are fighting you as you are trying to help them? He's like, you don't get hurt being a funeral director, other than, you know, families fighting at funerals. But he's like, the stuff you saw every single day on the street, he said, I couldn't do it anymore. That's why I got out of that business and trained for this one. I know we only have about a minute. Maybe we'll talk about this after the break, but Gen Z in the workplace, there's a story that you pulled up, but let's do this when we get back. I know that we have Doug Kelly, is that right, is going to join us after the break?
Yeah, he'll be in the next segment.
And Ryan Wiggins, is he going to join us next hour too?
He is maybe stuck in traffic. He's trying to get here, so he will be here as soon as he can.
I know what that is code for. It's code for he doesn't want to stop listening to Taylor Swift in the car, and he's really into it, and he's just jamming to some Swiftie stuff. And he's like, okay, I just need one or two more songs to get through the rest of the day. I got to deal with this Ryan Record guy.
Man, I'm telling you.
Two of Ryan's on one show. I can't have that.
That Ophelia song is a bop.
Ophelia is the latest single. Again, I don't care. I don't know why I'm asking. Oh, our poll question is the YouTube Live poll is up. Yep. If people are in the chat right now, what's the question again?
The question is... Are you satisfied with President Trump's handling of the economy? And you can say yes, you can say no, but I'll give him more time, or you can just say no. So,
not at all.
Jump in Annie's YouTube comments, leave a comment telling us why you voted the way you voted. We might read that comment on air.
However you say it, no, thank you. Nah. I'm trying to think of more ways to say no. I'm almost out of ideas. That would essentially be the last one. You know what? There's a lot to be said there, and I'm sure we will next hour, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.